Thank God. Thank God. He is a good God. Well, we're going to pick up where we left off last week. That's the nice thing. You know, it's a little bit different on Wednesdays. You know, we're kind of geared towards teaching. We could just stop and we can pick up. You know, at Rhema, they had us every, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Tuesday or Thursday or whatever. So when the bell rang, or the bell was about to ring, they just stop and say, okay, we'll pick right up there because there's, you know, we're going to be there. We're not going anywhere. Same thing on Sundays. It's just a little bit different flow, you know. I mean, it's a different thing. It's a different meeting. But tonight, you know, we've been talking about how to turn our faith loose, and we were, I know we kind of emphasized, talked a lot about 1 John 4:4. Let's turn over there as we get going. But we were talking about our rights and privileges in Christ, and we went through some scriptures about who we are in Christ, and then some scriptures that talk about who we are but don't use the specific phrases like in Him and in whom and in Christ, but they still say who we are. And so this is one of the ones we read. Anybody been, when you wake up or when you go into bed, remember? And during the day, yeah, it doesn't just stop there, but when before we get out of bed, just reminding us. You know, Brother Higgins, I heard him say this on a recording. He said, you know, the devil will come by your door every morning just to get you in good shape to be defeated for the day, if he can. If you let him, he'll come by just to get you in a state of mind where you're just, I mean, have you ever experienced that? First thing, you wake up, I mean, it's just some kind of dread or some kind of like, oh no, and whatever. That's the devil. And he's just trying to get you in a state of mind. You know, people talk about waking up on the wrong side of the bed. That doesn't always just happen by coincidence. I mean, you could have a bad night's sleep, but you get up and you're just like, ugh, just not feeling, you know? We don't have to live like that. I'm not saying we all have done that. But when we wake up, if you're just feeling like, I don't, you know, negative thoughts and negative feelings, that's the enemy. It's not God. I mean, I'm saying it can be your own thoughts, but those, a lot of times, those things are inspired, just trying to get you in a state of mind. The enemy doesn't have to do anything the rest of the day because you're just kind of, you're off. But it doesn't have to be like that. If we're aware, there's a man I heard talk about, and I don't know, it just struck me different the way he said it. It's actually just up the road in Concord, New Hampshire. I heard a gentleman speak one night, and he was talking, he and his wife were there, and he was speaking that night. And he was saying how there was this point where he woke up, I think is when he woke up, and I can't remember if he said the story first and then made this statement or vice versa, but he was saying that he just was getting these thoughts about quitting. They're in the ministry, they travel full time, and just to quit. And he goes, I've never had such a demonic attack or attack of the devil as that. That was like one of the worst I've had. And the way he was saying it, and he was talking about that, he just felt, you know what, just give up, just quit. And he had these thoughts, and it was just the way he said it. I was like, because have you ever had thoughts? I'm just going to quit this, whatever. Most people don't put it together that what's happening right now is that is a demonic attack. That's a devilish thing trying to, why is something trying to get you to quit? And I don't know, when he said it, I was like, I've had those thoughts a lot of times. And I didn't necessarily put it just quite that way, that that's the devil trying to get you, because you can think it's just me, I'm just not having a good day. But that the enemy's trying to put pressure on you and getting you to, you know, to just quit or go off course or forget it. That's never God. But when we wake up and, you know, you have some some kind of thoughts or whatever, I mean, if we just think, even before, the first thing, our eyes pop open. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And even if something's come in, no, I thank God. I mean, I'll just lay there sometimes, just know. Praise God. It's a good day. Get my mind set before you get out of bed. And then you're in the right frame of mind. Don't make it legalistic like you would anything else. It's just something that we can think about when we wake up. It doesn't mean if you set foot out and you didn't do it. It just means, hey, we just want to get our mind in the right frame of mind, or right in the right frame, so that when we go forward, we're able to handle what comes. Let's read that and we'll go on. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than greater... Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. He's greater. The greater one lives inside of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to probably say a little bit more about that, but let's turn over to Isaiah 41:10. Thank God. Oh, isn't it good to know that God is with us? He's with us right now. He's with us right now. You guys are turning your Bibles, turning the page of your Bible, you know God's with you. You know, as you're turning the pages to your Bible, you're turning the pages of the Word of God, and He's with you. And He's with us right now, and He's ready to perform His Word. He's just, the Holy Spirit's just hovering over us, waiting for us to get there so He can illuminate some more to us. He's excited because He's wanting us to see things. I mean, He's here right now. Isn't it good to know that the Spirit of God is here and in us and He's for us? Amen. Just take a moment and think. I mean, He's right here, right now. He's in us right now. No matter what we're thinking, of whatever is going on, just close your eyes for a moment. But the Spirit of God is here, and He's with us, and He is with us and for us and in us in spite of any situation right now. Just life. Maybe there's nothing. Just where you are in life. Right now, He is here. The Spirit of God is right with us, and He's got every answer, and He's not concerned about anything. He is completely at peace. The Lord God is not ruffled. He's not concerned. He's seen ahead, made provision. He's completely calm and peaceful. Hallelujah. God is not, he's just calm right now. Because he can never get riled up. And He's in us. So right now, if He's in us and He's at peace and He's the greater one and He's the Almighty God, right now we can be at peace. And the more we're at peace, the more He can work. The more we look to Him, the more He's allowed to work in our situation. And just yield to Him. It's not that big of a deal. whatever we may be facing, it's just not that big of a deal. I'm not trying to make light of anything. I'm just saying in light of God Almighty, it's just not that big of a deal. Hallelujah. He's so much greater. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lay your eyes on this scripture. Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you." This is one of my favorite scriptures. God said, "Fear not." You know how many times He said, "Fear not," in the Bible? I don't know. It's a lot. You know, I haven't numbered them. But so many times when He would come to somebody and appear, you know, an angel, what'd He say? Well, "Fear not. Fear not." He said here, "Fear not, for I'm with you." You stop right there. "Fear not, for I'm with you." He's with us. Do we believe that? Is He with us right now? How could we fear? Well, you don't understand. Yeah, but if He's with us, I mean, somebody said, well, but you don't understand my situation. But if he's with us, I mean, there's people in the natural that if you thought, well, they're with me, then I would feel better. We're talking about God Almighty. If he's with us right now, how can we fear? He's with us. The Almighty, the Creator, the God of all peace. He is love. And he's right here. That's pretty good. Be not dismayed, for I am with you, or for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Somebody said, I'm just so weak. I'm just so weak. But he said he'd strengthen us. Well, I just don't know how I'm ever going to get through. He said, next verse, next phrase, yes, I'll help you. Glory to God. If he's going to help me, I don't need to look at anybody else. If God's going to help me out, what do I really need somebody else's help? I mean, he'll use men. But if he's going to help me, praise God. He'll help me right now. When I go home and I get up in the morning, he's going to help me. So I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I shared this before. But when we were looking to come out here, to move out here, to Andover, so we took a trip out here. You guys, I know I've told you a story. I won't tell you the whole story again, but you know we had just prayed and had gotten it that we felt like we were going to move out to Andover. I'm, you know, third year, Rhema, going to pastoral school the third year, and you know felt like that at the end of October and just sat on it for several months, and then in the beginning of January we're just like, you know, we've sat on it, it still seems good, it's gotten better, it hasn't gone away. Well, and we felt like, let's take a trip out here and check it out. And we did, and it was January 25th, 26th, something like that. And we're coming from Oklahoma. Oklahoma is not like this in January. It's a little different. We still have grass that it's not totally green, but, you know. You might have some ice. My pastor from Nebraska, like me, the pastor I had in Lincoln, Nebraska, you know, when he went down there, he told me, I mean, they were going to school down there, and it snowed one day, and it was like 2 inches of snow, and I mean, they just got in the car, and they went and pull up, and there's nobody there. They're like, what? They had closed school. He didn't even think to check. I mean, it wasn't even on his radar to check, but see, the difference is they just don't maintain the equipment. It's not that they can't drive, although that's, well, it's they don't get a lot of practice, we'll put it that way, but they don't maintain, it doesn't pay to maintain the equipment. So if it snows or something, people, it shuts down. Anyway, as I was saying, we came out here in January, and it was cold, and we're thinking we'll be able to see signs for restaurants and where we're going, getting off the interstate, and there wasn't anything like that. And we got off exit first one for Andover, exit 41, and we get off there. Well, that takes you to like 120, you know, takes you to 125, and where's the town? We're looking, we're going to run right into the town, right? And we're going up there, and we drove around. We probably got, I don't know how long we drove around. We had two kids. It was just Brianna and Andrew in the car at that point. We're looking for somebody, place to eat. Just thinking we're going to run into it, we're going to get, and we could not find any place. Like, where is it? Finally, we get to downtown, and we're looking for a place, and we go to the Bertucci's there in downtown Andover. Remember the table we sat at back in there? Anyway, we were out here for 4 days or so, 3 or 4 days, and I told you, we were in this building. We came up because there used to be a gymboree on the first floor, and we were here. The gymboree was up here. There was another playground. Anyway, we were out here, and I was going over some scriptures, and this was one of the scriptures that I was going over, and I wrote down in my journal and just wrote next to this. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you." And I was, you know, we were praying about, should we come out here or not? And, you know, come out and start a church. How do you do that? And we're going to some place we don't know anybody. And, but God really quickened this to me. And it says, "Fear not, for I am with you." And I wrote in my journal, you know, just like that he's with me. I mean, he's with us in doing this. It's not that we're alone. He's with us. It says, "Be not dismayed, for I am your God." And just like he was Paul's God, just like he was Abraham's God, he's our God. And he said, "I will strengthen you." He will strengthen you. And I wrote down to me, he'll strengthen us to do what we need to do. If he's calling us to do it, he'll strengthen us. We don't have to figure out how to do it. He's going to strengthen us. He said, "Yes, I'll help you." He's going to help us to do it, not just us doing it. If he's called you to do something, he's going to help you to do it. It's not, "Well, how am I going to do that?" Well, if it's God calling you, then he already knows how he's going to do something. It says, "I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." He'll not only get you going, but he'll uphold you. And he'll keep you there. And this has always been precious to us then. I wrote that down, and we were coming back, and we just said, you know what, we don't see any fireworks or anything, but we really feel like this is the direction that God has for us. So we, obviously we're here, so we made the decision to move out here. So, but, you know, he says, "Fear not, for I'm with you." And he's with us all the time. We need to be aware of that and confess that and believe that. These words, we have to take these things personally. That these are to us. If you're in a place where you're feeling pushed or whatever, you look at these scriptures and I've done that several times. Just when I read this scripture, it's just so personal. The Word of God, we should take it personal like it's speaking to us. But when you read this, you can just tell yourself, "Fear not, for I'm with you." God's with me. He's just saying, you just look at it like he's speaking to you. "Fear not, for I'm with you." There's something in you when you say that and take it as that God's speaking to you. Something goes on the inside that quickens your spirit. "Be not dismayed, for I'm your God." I'm your God. I'm your God. I'm your God. Personalize that right now. He's saying that to you. I'm your God. Well, if he's my God, he's my God. He said, "I'll strengthen you. I'll strengthen you." Not the other person. Not somebody down the line. Not somebody you see on national TV. "I'll strengthen you." He'll strengthen us. He'll strengthen us. This is the same promise to us as it is to, you name it, name somebody, Brother Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Andrew Womack. No, this is to us. We're believers. He said, "Yes, I'll help you." Thank God he's going to help us. Thank God he's going to help us. Do whatever we need to do. He said he'll uphold us with his righteous right hand. Thank God, he is so good. Let's turn over to Romans 8:31. Read another one of those. Romans 8:31. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Romans 8:31. It says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" We can keep reading a little bit. "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" You skip down to verse 35. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. He said, if God is for us, who or what can be against us? Nothing. It doesn't matter. If something's against us or something's attacking us, you know, Isaiah says, no weapon, 54:17, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon. Because if it's coming against us, and God is with me, and God is in me, and he's for me, then he's coming, it's not that thing just coming against me and me going against it. I'm coming and God is going with me. God is taking the part with me. God is coming into this thing with me. He's there. God is love. And he's taking the part with us. If we'll agree with him and just be conscious of that fact and just let down all our efforts and just say, God's with me. Now, if you have God with you and you're facing something, who would you look to take on the majority of this battle? If I'm going into battle and there's me and then there's the Lord God, who am I really relying on here? I mean, it'd be like, you know, you have some trained boxer, you know, champion boxer walking down the street, and then you have some little 10-year-old kid, maybe his son, walking down, and some hoodlums come up and try to take him on. Now, who do you think's going to do the majority of the whooping here? The 10-year-old or the boxer that is trained? I mean, he's going to say, you want some of this, and go in there and do what he needs to do. You're not looking at the 10-year-old to do much. You just stay here. Let me take care of business here. Well, if we're going against something and something's coming up against us and God's next to us, why is it that we think we have to get up and now, well, I got to fight this and I have to get in there? If God's with me, I think God will just step back and watch you do what you do. I'll just let you work because you're with me and you're for me. And it's the Bible says, if God's for me, who can be against me? It doesn't matter what the name of the other thing is. It doesn't matter what the sickness is. It doesn't matter, you know, what the condition is. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. It doesn't matter what the name is. God's with me. Amen. And we're talking about turning our faith loose. When we say this, you just talk like this, you just start saying, no, God's with me. All these things, we're just on these two scriptures that we've said, or we read 1 John as well. But when you say this, no, God's with me. God's with me. Did you see how when we were even saying it earlier, your heart is taking a hold of that. Your heart's jumping up and saying, that's right. That's right. And it's quickening your faith. It doesn't give you faith. The Word of God gives you faith. But if you're speaking the Word of God out your mouth, you're hearing the Word of God, that is building your faith and it's quickening it. It's making it alive. It's making you aware of what already is going on. What already is. When you start speaking that, no, God's by my side. The King of the universe is with me. Well, you start saying that, it starts changing your perspective. You start seeing this problem in a different light instead of, oh, look at this thing, it's just so big and I don't know how I'm going to do this. And you're talking the problem and you're talking the problem and you're talking the problem and the problem just gets bigger and it looks like it's going to take over and it looks like there's no way I'm getting by this thing. It's taking up the whole road. It's impossible. The more you talk about it, the more you give reverence to it. A lot of people are reverencing their problem. Oh, problem, you're so great and mighty. Great and mighty is my problem. Great and mighty. I mean, seriously, people don't look at it, but you're reverencing. You're saying, oh, you don't know what I have. You don't know what the doctor said. Oh, well, you don't know what Jesus has done. people that talk like that. No, Jesus has overcome. When we start changing it and going, wait a minute, God's with me. He said, do not be dismayed. Fear not, for I'm with you. Okay, now we're going in the right direction. No, God's with me. He told me not to fear. Not. He said, don't be dismayed, for I'm your God. Now, he's on my side. It starts to change the circumstance. You start talking like that. You start saying, wait a minute, he's with me. Wait a minute, he's going to strengthen me. Wait a minute, he said not to be dismayed. He said, he's my God. He said, he'll lift me up. He'll gird me up. So what is this thing in front of me? He said, if God is with me, who can be against me? If God's for me, what can stand in my way? What's going to separate me from the love of Christ? Nothing. So this thing has got to move. And it's not me doing the moving. God said he's with me. And God, I just say that I agree with you. And I believe what you said. Thank you, Lord, that you're with me. Thank you, Lord, that your presence is here. Thank you, Lord, that you're giving me wisdom. Thank God that you said that you would never leave me nor forsake me. God is with me. God is my rampart. God is my fortress. That does something to your heart. That changes your perspective. That gets you to where you're seeing the situation different. Instead of seeing, oh, see, you don't even want to let that stuff come out of your mouth. You don't want to go back there when you start speaking strength. But what are we talking about? We're saying this just turns our faith loose. And it's we're not going by what we see. If we'll confess what we know to be true based on the Word, it will quicken our faith. It'll turn it loose and we'll be victorious. Because we're saying what he says and confessing that in the face when it still looks wrong. I said when it still looks bad. That's when we say, no, God's with me right now. He's here right now. You think if Jesus were here, if Jesus just walked up behind me, I mean, that would change things, right? I don't care how spiritual you are. If you see Jesus come up, Jesus is here. Never fear. Talk about a superhero. The Almighty walks up. He's here. Would that change? I mean, would that change anything? You'd feel like, you know, you're fretting, and then he walks up. Okay. The Lord's here. Well, he said he would never, his Spirit's in us. And if we get that mentality, wait a minute, I'm not alone in this. And I speak it out, no, he's here. He's with me. He's on my side. He's taking the part with me. He's strengthening me. You know, God is love. I want to read you something. Just think about this. There was this comment in the American Medical Association Journal. It was written by the president of the American Medical Association. He said, there are two things, and this is a while back, there are two things that the old country doctors, as we called them, had that doctors today do not have. He said, that is consideration for the patients, and love and sympathy. In this article, the man said that these two qualities are the greatest healing agents that we have. And you know this is true. You see that, I mean, just be somebody taking the part with you and standing with you and showing the love with you and bringing you, can bring you further than so many of, you know, the other means. But God, when you know that God is with you and God is taking the part with you and you just realize that that's not just something I'm saying in church or that's far off, but that he's here, he's with me, he's for me, he's walking through this. And when we realize who he is and remind ourselves of who he is, that God, you're with me. God, you're for me. God, you have this completely in your hand. God, I believe you. I'm not going to fear. I'm not weak because you said you would strengthen me. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm bold in Him. And you speak these things out. It emboldens us. It strengthens us. It just quickens our faith. Hallelujah. Just being aware of His presence, but speaking it out does something. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. We didn't get too far there. We'll pick up there. But I believe this is getting us to where we need to be. This is moving us. God is just bringing us up. He's speaking to us. I mean, God's Word, you can just mine just a couple scriptures and just get so much out of it. He, just the awareness that He is taking the part with us, that He's with us. And to be not aware right now and then go home and then just, well, that was great, but no. The point is that we go out into the world and in the midst of everything, we're aware that God's with me. We're working, typing on our computer, and God's with me. We're seeing patients. God's with me. He's come. He's right here. And He never leaves us. There's never a time when He's not there. I mean, think about that. I know we say it all the time, but think about it. That, because what it kind of seems like is that there's a time when it just seems like, well, where is He now? Because there's circumstance. But He's still there. And He's still as powerful as ever. In every circumstance, He's right there. So when we become aware of that, and we're saying that, and one way we increase our awareness is by talking like this. Thank God you're here. Thank God you're with me. Thank God you're going to put me over today. And in the morning, it may look like, I know what I have on my schedule today, and in the natural, I'm not looking forward to it, but you're with me today. And we talk like this and say it. We give God the place to work, and it builds our faith and quickens us. And to be aware that, you know, He's here. What is that? When you're aware that He's here, your faith is heightened. Well, if your faith is heightened, His ability to work is increased. Amen? Thank God.